sweating like queens. Chicken heads who should be home taking care of their eggs instead. They always in the club flirting with men. Now I don't care about no hypnoholic bitches. All I'm concerned with is who's bringing they burners in the burn niggas. While security practices mediocre precautions, niggas are still stealthily sticking they firearms in. Often niggas be acting like they marksmen but couldn't hit a stationary object. So how you gonna hit a moving target, especially if you alcoholic? The party was coke and ecstasy was squatted. Nigga, what's going on? Somebody pulled the dang thing out, the shots rang out. This nigga in front of me got his back blown out. On the floor with a piece of the small intestine hanging out. I had to scream on the bounce to carry him out. They said, nah, them niggas are still busting in the crowd. Then they ducked down close to the ground as the bullets whizzed by. Praying to Allah, cause they don't want to die, but neither do I. Fuck it, I gotta be here. As a rap artist, this is a vital part of my career. I swear, your niggas need to chill with that. Bringing your handguns to every goddamn club I perform at. Everything from semi-autos to max, chrome and black, plastic gats and all that. Believe it or not, the government wants that, so they can use that as an excuse to shut down rap.
What's going on? What's going on these days? Can't do no hip-hop shows without the gunplay.
What's going on?
Touched by gnarls and feral marks, bullets being shot from guns, guns being carried by thugs who come to the club to shed blood. Bear in mind that every time a nigga reaches for chrome, he jeopardizes more lives than his own. To some, this record ain't even relevant until you experience how a bullet can shatter your dreams in a millisecond. By some thug cats who didn't think that by busting a gag, they could render somebody handicapped and trapped in a wheelchair over nothing, with the gift of walking and running snatched from it. What the fuck is going on?